Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Doug Karsh, Scott the Gator Anderson. These are always interesting. And, you know, look, to keep it in perspective, and that's what we're going to do here, is a guy like Mel Kiper spends much of, if not all of his time, studying the NFL draft. He's turned it into this industry. Mel Kiper Incorporated is NFL Draft Talk. So when he comes out with his mock drafts, we pay attention because these are about as good as they can be. And Gator, here's what Mel's got.
All right.
2.0, and I know a lot of people haven't seen this. For those of you who did, it'd be intriguing to talk about. With the first pick, the Arizona Cardinals go Nick Bosa. The second pick, the 49ers, Josh Allen, outside linebacker, Kentucky, which is kind of my whew moment. I want Josh Allen to go number two. Josh Allen is my favorite draftable prospect for the Detroit Lions. If the Lions had the first pick, this is who I think they should take. And given their need and his skill set. However, when the Lions beat Green Bay, that basically took them out of the top four or five and might have taken them out of Josh Allen realm. Had they lost to Green Bay, they wouldn't have been picking number two. So Josh Allen going to San Francisco at number two is kind of a relief moment for me because I don't want that Green Bay win to cost him Josh Allen. The Jets at three take Quinnen Williams, defensive tackle, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
At four, the Raiders go Rashawn Gary. At five, Tampa goes Montez Sweat, defensive end from Mississippi State. I'm not sure that there's any player that benefited more from the Senior Bowl than Montez Sweat.
My boy Montez Sweat, five now?
Yes.
Flying up there.
Jeez.
All right, back-to-back quarterback time with the Giants and the Jaguars, typically in the mock drafts, at least certainly at six. Who goes? Dwayne Haskins, Kyler Murray, who goes?
Dwayne Haskins to the Giants. At seven.
Here come the Jags. Are they going quarterback or not?
Offensive tackle Juwan Taylor, Florida.
Here we go.
On the board for the Lions. Well, Kyler Murray, quarterback. You've also got the defensive lineman, Cleveland Farrell, that everybody's talked about.
Sure.
Ed Oliver, that everybody's talked about.
Greedy Williams,
a cornerback from LSU. Devin White, the inside linebacker from LSU.
Greedy is falling, by the way, in a lot of mock drafts now, and people are starting to question. This is the guy that when all the mock drafts came out at first, everyone had his top five, and now this is the guy who has fallen way out of the top five. Interesting.
You've also got, you know, the offensive players that they could go with. They could go Jonah Williams, the offensive lineman from Alabama. You could go Hollywood Brown, the wide receiver from Oklahoma. You could go T.J. Hawkinson, the tight end from Iowa.
Did you hear the news about Hollywood Brown?
I did not.
He just had he had Liz Frank surgery and to repair his foot that he apparently injured in the Big 12 championship game and played through it into the playoff. But now he's had surgery on it. He will not participate in the combine in any of the drills. He is expected to be ready to go before training camp begins for teams in July.
And a guy that impressed us in the national championship game, Christian Wilkins, still on the board.
So
Gator at eight. Do you got a pick?
Well, my pick's in. It's Kyler Murray, quarterback, Oklahoma. I don't think this is going to be the case. Is it one of the guys you mentioned?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not Kyler Murray.
No, it's not Kyler Murray. I'm going to guess it's like Cleveland Farrell.
It's not Cleveland Farrell.
Oh, who we got?
Keep going.
It's one of the guys you mentioned.
Yep.
This is Greedy Williams.
It's not Greedy Williams.
Is it Devin White?
It's not Devin White.
Yeah, I don't know who else. I can't remember who else you mentioned.
I mentioned T.J. Hawkinson.
Oh, sorry. It's gonna be him, tight end, because it's just going to piss me off. So go ahead. Piss me off. Go ahead and piss me off.
The pick at eight, the Detroit Lions select T.J. Hawkinson.
Good night, everybody.
Iowa. I have listened very closely to Mel Kiper and Todd McShay and draft analysis as we get closer to this thing. And I have watched as I have listened to Mel slowly fall in love with T.J. Hawkinson. he is this close to calling him the next Rob Gronkowski. This close. And I've noticed this as an independent observation with nothing to do with the Lions. And so we get to this mock, and I'm looking, and TJ Hockenson goes to Iowa. Mel has fallen in love with TJ Hockenson. Now, the Lions need a tight end. Mm-hmm. And please, please spare us the call of if they go here, it's because they have to get more weapons for Stafford. The truth is,
they need a tight end.
They need a tight end. If they sign Nick Foles, they need a tight end. If they sign Nick Foles, they need another receiver. If they sign Nick Foles, they might need another running back, or they might need another offensive tackle. There are needs on offense, regardless of who the quarterback is.
Unless everybody thinks the offense was just fine.
So, Hockenson reminds me a lot of last year's pick. When they went guard in the first round, I went, okay, if you're going to go guard, when you draft that guy, you also send his measurements to Canton for what his gold jacket is going to, how big is, because you don't go guard in the first round unless you're convinced the guy is going to be spectacular. And I don't think you go tight end here unless you're convinced the guy's going to be spectacular. Is he the next Travis Kelce? Is he the next Zach Ertz? Is he the next Rob Gronkowski? Because if he is, this is an acceptable pick. But again, here's our pick, and here are his measurements, Canton. I don't like going tight end at 8, like I didn't like going guard. But if they go tight end, this guy, I mean, you have to be so convinced he's special. So I'm getting ready for, like, if this happens, brace yourself, because there's going to be a meltdown.
Yeah, there is going to be
a
meltdown.
And I melted down last year.
Here's why there'd be a meltdown in Detroit. A, of course, we don't want the Lions to select a tight end in the first round, because we've seen this twice in the last 10 years. We don't like it. We don't like tight ends in the first round. Need a tight end? Absolutely need a tight end. Get one in free agency, draft one later in the draft, but not with the 8th overall pick. This is such an amazing resource to have. Don't use it on a tight end. But two, here's the other reason. Being here in Detroit, we watch two local teams play college football every Saturday, Michigan and Michigan State, which means we watch the Big Ten every Saturday. Can you raise your hand if you remember TJ Hockenson standing out being the next Rob Gronkowski? I mean, was he, I have to go back and look, was he the first team Big Ten tight end, or was it his teammate, Noah Fant?
Well,
I don't remember this guy standing out like he was the next great thing.
It's like me with Rashawn Gary. Rashawn Gary was really good, but if you're going to tell me he was a top 5 pick, I have a hard time believing that. I have a hard time feeling like I just watched a guy who had top 5 talent. I watched him up close and personal. He's really, really good. I can't stress that enough. I don't think Rashawn Gary's a bad player, but when I think top 5 defensive linemen, I kind of have the same reaction.
Yeah, by the way, here it is. So I just looked it up. The as selected by the Big Ten coaches. First team, all Big Ten tight end, Noah Fant, Iowa. Second team, TJ Hockenson, Iowa. Third team, Zach Gentry, Michigan. Looking at the media selection. The media selected TJ Hockenson first, followed by Noah Fant, and then Bryson Hopkins from Purdue.
To be fair, he did win the Mackey Award, which goes to the top, quote, tight end in the country. But
I think it's hilarious, though, that you've got the same school had two tight ends.
I know.
And one wins the Mackey, but the other one is the first team all Big Ten coaches selection.
Hockenson also became the first player ever to do it as a sophomore. But with that said, there's something else in this draft that may lead to this. Like, if this plays itself out the way Mel predicted, it might be predictable that the Lions do this. And we'll get to that at 10:31. Plus, I just want to know right now, would anyone out there approve of this pick? Where you go, you know what, guys? It's we're overreacting because of the Ebron experience. You know, it's the old don't trade a young pitcher because the Tigers traded John Smoltz a million years ago and he turned into a great, you know, right. a great pitcher. Don't do it. Well, yeah, you trade prospects for veterans when you're trying to win a World Series. Just because the prospect you traded turned out to be one of the great pitchers of all time doesn't mean that you don't ever do it again.
Right. Worked and out when the Tigers traded Andrew Miller and Cameron Maben to acquire Miguel Cabrera.
And just because the Lions have drafted Brandon Pettigrew and Eric Ebron in the first round doesn't mean you don't go tight end, but it certainly serves as a warning as to how it can feel like it's a wasted pick. And neither of those guys sucked beyond belief, but neither of them felt like you walked away going, well, it was worth it to put a first-round pick into him.
No, it's not like who was the guy? It was O.J. Howard from Alabama, who was so good in the championship game. Mm-hmm. Like, if they had performances like that, and I'd be, okay, maybe if it was so dominating, that's a guy you can't miss on. But no.
What if he's the next Gronk, though? Mel seems to be convinced. Mel is falling in love with
this guy. See, here's the thing, guys. I would lose it myself if they drafted this guy.
Mel loved Trent Dilfer, too, so I don't,
We're all wrong every now and then. You wanted Aaron Curry over Stafford, but who cares, right? Listen, the point is,
he went right at them.
I'm just saying, we're all wrong all the time about stuff. It happens, right? My point is, listen, I would hate it if they drafted this tight end at 8. But they're drafting, they're putting mock drafts together and draft profiles and things like that based on what they will do in the NFL. So if you didn't see him do anything in college or Rashawn Gary didn't live up to the on-field production, otherwise Heisman Trophy winners would go number one every single year because we saw them do it on the field in college.
Well, I've always said sometimes a player is just a great college player.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's rare that you say, this guy really wasn't much of a college player, but he's going to be a great pro.
No, I don't think it's that rare. I think it happens. It doesn't maybe happen
all the
time.
I'm just saying I think it's rare that it happens
GM,
like that.
As a scout, all you're looking to do is find the next great player in the NFL. It does not matter what they did in college or how their production was in college. What matters is, that their game translate to the NFL. And if I told you right now he would be the next Gronkowski, you'd definitely draft him at 8. I don't think he's going to be the next Gronkowski. But if they do, if the scouts think that, if Kuiper, whoever thinks that, then he's going to be a first-round pick.
If you can tell me he's going to be the next Gronk, that means you could also tell me if any of these defensive linemen are going to be the next Lawrence Taylor or something.
248-539-9797. Kevin.
Not a cup holders, I mean.
No. Kevin's in Detroit and he's on ice. I want a ticket. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, guys. That song just invokes like the image of a guy with his hair parted down the middle, like listening to Loverboy.
Why not? You got to work for the weekend, buddy. Everybody's working for the weekend.
Hey, the Lions have been responsible. Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead. I just started going on the Loverboy tangent, but go ahead.
The Lions have been responsible for 2 of the last 9 tight ends drafted in the first round. And those things, they also, give you a bad image. I don't think the Lions can draft a tight end because of that history, but also because not one of these guys outside of the season Ebron has had is in a top 10 situation. So there's no draft history that supports picking a tight end in the first round that would warrant wasting a pick on a position player in that category.
You're kind of right. I don't, Vernon Davis had some really good years mixed in there, but there's not a great history of this. You have to be right. You have to be so right if you do this, and it seems like a bit of a long shot.
And that's a position where if you're wrong, it's very apparent you're wrong. It was very apparent Ebron was not good to everybody. You can't hide that position.
He was good.
Well.
But he didn't feel like he was worth it in the end. If he goes out and finishes his career by carbon copy this year for the next 3-4, then it'll be clear that he needed a different offense or quarterback or just philosophical use of the tight end spot. But right now, no, it doesn't look like Ebron's career is tracking towards being worth being a first round pick. But that story could change.
Number one, hold a different level. And I don't think a tight end will ever live up to those expectations unless they're Gronk and he was a second round pick.
Yeah. So. I mean, there's
Ertz
good
was
ones.
A second round pick. Kelsey was a third round pick.
But if Gronk went in the first round and, it doesn't change who Gronk is. It doesn't change who these guys are based where they – it just means Gronk was undervalued coming out of college. There was an injury question there, wasn't there?
I thought
when he was drafted.
I think what it tells you, though, is that you can get great tight ends later in the draft.
You can. Well, it also tells you that people generally don't do this.
Right.
They generally don't invest in this position.
In the first round, right?
But here's the reason why if Mel's mock plays itself out this way, everybody knows about the Lions' needs. Nick Bosa, defensive end, number 1. Josh Allen, outside linebacker, defensive end, number 2. Quinnen Williams, defensive tackle, Bama, number 3. Rashawn Gary, defensive end, Michigan, 4. Montez Sweat, defensive end, Mississippi State, 5. That could be the top of the Lions board right there.
It could be, but here's the other thing. When you look at when we look at mock drafts, and look, they're just they're exercises.
Right.
That's all we use them for. We don't really take them too seriously. We like to look at them and see, okay, here's the pool of players that's available that you look at in the first round and kind of like where you think may or may not be there. Is Hockenson there as first round talent, or is he there as a need? You know, if the Lions didn't need a tight end, would Hockenson go in the first round? I mean, is there another team out there that has a screaming, you know
would.
What I mean?
I think he would, but there's another reason why this pick has people would have people seizing up. Is it feels like the kind of pick you make after you successfully execute the trade down.
Well,
it feels
exactly,
like the thing when 100%. You drop from 8 to 15 and take TJ Hockenson, you go, okay, I understand it more.
Which gets to my next point, which is why I love this mock draft upon second look. Because where it shows the Lions there at 8, Kyler Murray is there at 8. Mm-hmm. You've got teams behind you that want a quarterback. And that may want to get ahead of other teams that have a pick, just a few picks behind them. The Redskins may love Kyler Murray. The Dolphins may love Kyler Murray. But the Redskins are going to have to get ahead of the Dolphins to do so. The Lions would definitely be a willing trade partner because what they would want and this, well, what they need a tight end. But needing a tight end at 8 seems ridiculous. Trading back to 15, getting the Redskins pick at 15, and then selecting Hockenson there probably makes a lot more sense than it does at 8, even though I still wouldn't be happy with taking a tight end at 15, but you get another resource because it wouldn't just be flipping picks. You get another pick in addition to that.
And I'm only going to talk about this because the previous caller's right. There's not a great history of tight ends going in the first round and being successes, but that's in part, I'd have to see what the hit rate is on tight ends compared to other positions, because it's in part because not a lot of teams do this. There's just not a lot of first-round tight ends.
Right.
Rob Gronkowski would have been a first-rounder. The reason he wasn't is he sat out his entire junior year with a back injury. He still went in the second round. If Gronk was healthy his junior year, he very well may have been a top 10 pick. And I only compare Gronk to Hockenson because that's what Mel is doing, man. Mel is just shy of saying Hockenson's an ex-Gronk. He's also, I've listened to him progressively leg hump this guy. So when Mel's mock came out yesterday and he had Gronk being the pick, I'm sorry, Gronk. Now I've done it.
Hawk.
Now they've Hawk being the pick. I wasn't surprised because I know he loves this prospect.
Well, keep this in mind too. The last couple of years have been 4 tight ends selected in the first round. In 2017, 3 went. Njoku was at 29. Engram went at 23, and OJ Howard was at 19. So in recent history, the last 2 drafts, Hayden Hurst went 25th overall in last year's draft, and that's 4 tight ends in the last couple of years. Before that, you had to go back to the Lions selection of Ebron in 2014 when a tight end went in the first round and it was 10th overall.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.